From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, old English punk stars. I'm Allison Stewart.
Surprisingly spry. That's all I'm going to say about those old English punk stars.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No. It's never a surprise how spry you are. I'm Luke Burbank, by the way. It is Monday, December 10th, 2007. And Allison, this weekend in New York, there was this annual now event called SantaCon, yeah, where a bunch of people dress up as Santa, like hundreds of people. And they go out and they enjoy a few different watering holes,
yes,
and some of the things offered at the watering holes.
A couple of holiday beverages.
Or seven.
I covered this a couple of years ago for the Today Show, and this really drunk guy was following me around in a Santa outfit. And, you know, he was okay, and I was nice to him and everything.
Does this sound familiar? Hey, Allison Stewart. It was me.
It was
like 2 years ago, before we ever knew the show was going to exist, we were ever going to work together, I knew you were Allison Stewart from TV, and I went up to you and said, hey, Allison Stewart. And you just kind of looked at me like, all right. You had some of your TV crew, like, keep me back.
I really was like, nobody light a fire because I'm sure
I'm sure you thought, someday, that guy's going to be my co-host.
Coming up on the show today, we are going to Bali to hear from NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. He has the latest on the climate talks going on there. We're pretty sure he's sober.
I would imagine so, knowing Richard. It's also our regular politics segment today with Jim Vandehei from Politico. Hillary Clinton in Iowa this weekend, Barack Obama bringing out the Oprah power. It was sort of like Barack had Oprah stumping for him and Hillary had Chelsea stumping for her. And I think Barack took the day.
Yeah.
Wattage of his star. We'll talk about that.
And at this time of year, top 10 lists, best of lists abound. So here at the BPP, we are doing the best of lists. Today, we're looking at the best gayborhoods. And we're going to focus on one in particular, Asbury Park, New Jersey.
And we'll talk to Mick Jones. You may know him from The Clash, Big Audio Dynamite. He's got a new band, new-ish band, and he and his partner came and played some music for us. We're going to hear that conversation. We're also going to get all the day's news with Corva Coleman in just a moment. First, though, here is the BPP's big story.
They came to church to worship, came to church with their families to worship. And what happened today was a real tragedy.
That was Reverend Brady Boyd, senior pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, where a black-clad gunman shot 5 people. One of them died at the scene, another died at the hospital. A security guard shot and killed the suspect, who police believe was involved in a similar shooting just 12 hours before at a missionary training center 80 miles away in suburban Arvada, Colorado.
Now, in that first incident on Sunday, the gunman walked into the youth with a mission dormitory shortly after midnight. He asked for shelter. He was turned away by 2 young staff members cleaning up after a Christmas party, and he pulled out a gun. After 26-year-old Tiffany Johnson and 24-year-old Philip Krause both died in surgery after the shooting, 2 others were wounded.
The search in Arvada continued through the night, and police now suspect the same man used a high-powered rifle at the Colorado Springs Church, a megachurch founded by controversial preacher Ted Haggard, if you remember him. The church had beefed up its security after the Arvada attacks, fortunately. The shooter opened fire on hundreds of parishioners, leaving the 11 a.m. service.
Arvada Police Chief Don Wick wouldn't elaborate on the details about the shooter because the case is active. Police said they've already been seeking search warrants for the gunman's vehicle and home for evidence that might explain the attack.
The Arvada Missionary Training Program, Youth with a Mission, does have a small office at New Life Church's World Prayer Center, but a mission spokesperson said the 2 offices were not connected. That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.